Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dhari Yasodhanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yasodhanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Dira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana Jamna Dira Vakrachari Jamna Tira Vanachari Jaya Vishnupad Pranamahanga Supreme Jokajaya Asta Jasra Shishimad His Divine Grace, Sila A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Sila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Gaura Vaishnavini Ki Jai, Namacharya, Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Iskand Founder Acharya, Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Friends of Gaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasti Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopiha Samakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Shri Maya Pranavidam Ki Jai, Ganga Maya Ki Jai, Jamuna Maya Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Holy Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Gopivanandi. All glorious Sama devotees. All glorious Sama devotees. All glorious Sama devotees. All glorious to Shishi Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, text number 6 and 7. Parvato Narado Domyo Bhagavan Badarayana Brihadaspo Bharadvaja Sasisyo Renuka Suta Vasista Indrapamadas Tvito Gritsamado Sita Kaksivan Gautamo Tris Cha Kausiko Tsa Sudarsana Parvato Nardo Domyo Bhagavan Vararayana Brihadasvo Bharadvaja Sasisyo Renukasuta Vasista Indra Pramadas Trito Grisamatosita Kuksivan Gautamo Trischa Kausikota Sudarsana Parvato Nardo Domyo Bhagavan Badarayana Bihadashvo Bharadvaja Sasisyo Renukasuta Vasista Indra Pramadas Trito Kritsa Madhosita Kaksivang Gautamo Trisya Kausikota Sudarsana. Parvato Nardo Domyo Just the first verse. Om Bhagavaya Bihada Sobaradvaja Parvata Parvata Muni Narada Narada Muni Domya Domya Bhagavan Incarnation of Godhead Bhadarayana Vyasadev Brihadasva Brihadasva Bhardvaja Bhardvaja Sasisya along with disciples Renukasutta Parasaram Vasista Vasista Indrapamada Indrapamada Trita Trita Gritsa Mada Gritsa Mada Asita Asita Kaksivan Kaksivan Gautama Gautama Atriti Atri Cha and Kausika Kausika Atta as well as Sudarshana Sudarshana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now there's 5 pages of purport here. So I think I'm going to read almost a couple and maybe just go on as the days go on here. All the sages like Parvata Muni, Narada, Domya, Vyas, the incarnation of God, Brihadasva, Bharadvaj, and Parasaram, and disciples, Vasista, Indrapamad, Trita, Grit, Samada, Asita, Kaksivan, Gautama, Atri, Kaushika, and Sudarshana were present. Purport. Parvata Muni is considered to be one of the oldest sages. He is almost always a constant companion of Narada Muni. They are also spacemen, competent to travel in the air without the help of any material vehicle. Parvata Muni is also a Devarshi, or a great sage amongst the demigods, like Narada. He was present along with Narada at the sacrificial ceremony of Maharaj Janmejai, a son of Maharaj Brikshit. In this sacrifice, all the snakes of the world were to be killed. Parvata Muni and Narada Muni are called Gandharvas also because they can travel in the air singing the glories of the Lord. Since they can travel in the air, they observe Draupadi's Swayamvara ceremony, selecting of her own husband from the air. Like Narada Muni, Parvata Muni also used to visit the royal assembly in the heaven of King Indra. As a Gandharva, sometimes he visited the royal assembly of Kuvera, one of the important demigods. Both Narada and Parvata were once in trouble with the daughter of Maharaj Sunjaya. Maharaj Sunjaya got the benediction of a son by Parvata Muni. Narada Muni is inevitably associated with the narrations of the Puranas. He is described in the Bhagavatam. In his previous life, he was the son of a maidservant, but by good association with pure devotees, he became enlightened in devotional service, and in the next life, he became a perfect man comparable with himself only. In the Mahabharata, his name is mentioned in many places. He is the principal Devarsi, or the chief sage amongst the demigods. He is the son and disciple of Brahmaji, and from him, the descendant succession in the line of Brahma has been spread. He initiated Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and many celebrated devotees of the Lord. He initiated even Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedic literatures, and from Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya was initiated. And thus the Madhva Sampradaya in which the Gaudiya Sampradaya is also included, has spread all over the universe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to this Madhva Sampradaya. Therefore, Brahmaji, Narada, Vyas, down to Madhva, Chaitanya, and the Goswamis all belong to the same line of the Sivya succession. Naradaji has instructed many kings from time immemorial. In the Bhagavatam, we can see that he introduced or instructed Prahlad Maharaj while he was in the womb of his mother, and he instructed Vasudev, father of Krishna, as well as Maharaj Yudhisthira. Daumya, a great sage who practiced severe penances at Utkachaka Tirtha and was appointed royal priest of the Pandava kings. He acted as the priest in many religious functions of the Pandavas, samskaras, and also each of the Pandavas was attended by him at the betrothal of Draupadi. He was present even during the exile of the Pandavas and used to advise them in circumstances when they were perplexed. He instructed them how to live incognito for 1 year, and his instructions were strictly followed by the Pandavas during that time. His name is mentioned also when the general funeral ceremony was performed after the battlefield of Kurukshetra. In the Anusasana Parva of Mahabharata, 127:15-16, he gave religious instructions very elaborately to Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was actually the right type of priest, of a householder, for he could guide the Pandavas on the right path of religion. A priest is meant for guiding the householder progressively in the right path of ashram dharma, or the occupational duty of a particular caste. There is practically no difference between the family priest and the spiritual master. The sages, saints, and brahmanas were especially meant for such functions. Om Gyanata Manandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Kurtu Bhacha Lung Pungum Langai Tegarim Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Sri Guru Dhinotaram Banchikapa Tribhyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. I beg for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas that I could say something which is beneficial for all of us. This is an assembly of incredibly advanced devotees. Parvata Muni, Narada Muni. Of course, Narada Muni in the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter, the opulence of the Supreme, Narada is mentioned as one of the opulences of Krishna, as the sage amongst all the demigods. So it's extremely, extremely exalted Vaishnava. And it's interesting, we were discussing the other day how they got this information about Bhishma's passing away, because he's, you know, it's people coming from all around the universes. And it's mentioned here that they were spacemen. They're flying around. And sometimes they just appear. Like Prabhupada gave an example of he had heard how people would, these yogis, they would go in one river and they'd come up from another river. So they would just go down, they would just appear. So some of these Vaishnavas just appeared. Also, they didn't have to fly around, just appeared by their mystic abilities. So some people may think, well, how is this possible? They can just fly around or just appear. No, it's not that difficult to understand. I mean, even there's insects that can just fly around. Not a big deal. So there's personalities that have these cities, these mystic cities. And there's Siddhaloka where everybody flies around. That'd be pretty amazing. Everybody is just flying around. So Narada Muni, Parvati Muni, they had this ability. Now Krishna, he's known as the master of all mystics. But do we know of any instance where Krishna flew around? I don't think there's anywhere mentioned in the Bhagavatam where Krishna flew around. But I'll tell you an interesting book distribution pastime in this regard. Architapu received a phone call from one lady, and she said she wanted to sponsor the prasadam for all the devotees for that day. And he said, "Oh, that's very nice of you. And what's your name?" He gave her name, and, "Oh, I never heard of you. You've been to the temple?" She said, "Maybe, yeah, once or twice." And he asked, "Well, why are you so inspired to sponsor prasadam for all the devotees?" And she said, "Well, Krishna is very kind to me." He said, "Oh, how was that?" She said, "I died when I was 7 years old. And in my subtle body, I was taken around. I was flying around. I was taken around by this personality all over the place. And then he brought me back into my body. And all my relatives were just amazed. And I was amazed. When I was 50 years old, one devotee was distributing books and he showed me a picture of Krishna in that book. And as soon as I saw Krishna, I knew that's the person that took me around." So I bought all the books that he had. I ordered the Srimad Bhagavatam. I ordered the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have every book that Prabhupada has written. And I'm retired now, so I just read Prabhupada's books. That's all I do. Yeah. So this is a pretty amazing pastime. Krishna flies around too sometimes. Krishna can do anything. So Narada Muni, he is an especially great sage. He's actually my hero. He's such an amazing personality. He, as it's mentioned here in the purport, he preached to Prahlad Maharaj, which also is quite interesting. You know, Prahlad's mother was there at the palace, and the demigods understood that Hiranyakasipu was doing sacrifices, doing austerities, and so they thought, well, this is a good time to conquer the demons. So they went and they ransacked their whole palace and you know, did a huge conquering scene there. And then they saw the wife of Hiranyakasipu, and they thought, well, they saw she's pregnant. So let's take her. And Narada Muni shows up and he says, "What are you doing?" "Well, this is the wife of Hiranyakasipu. We're going to take her. We're not going to harm her. We're going to wait till she has the child, then we're going to kill the child. Because Hiranyakasipu is such a big demon. You can imagine the son. He's going to be another huge demon." So Narada Muni said, "Even with all the strength of the demigods, you'll not be able to kill this child because it's a great Vaishnava." As soon as the demigods heard those words from Narada Muni, they let her go and they all circumambulated the wife of Hiranyakasipu, understanding by the words of Narada Muni that there's a great Vaishnava in her womb. And then Narada took her to his residence, a cave, I guess, and he preached to her. Now Prahlad's in the womb, and he's hearing this divine preaching, divine instructions of Narada Muni. He's hearing. And not only is he hearing, he's retaining it. He remembers it and becomes, of course, the great Vaishnava, Prahlad Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj, also. Dhruva Maharaj, he was so upset because his father wouldn't allow him on his lap. And he was a kshatriya. He was furious, actually. He went to his mother, completely disturbed, completely distressed. What do I do? And she said, there's nothing I can do. I'm not the favorite of your father. There must be something I can do. Well, you can go to Krishna. Where do I find Krishna? Yeah, the sages, they go to the forest. So he went to the forest and he started meditating. Narada Muni shows up. What are you doing? You're just a child, 5 years old. Go play, you know, do this play some other time. This is not for youth, you know. Youth is, you know, time for play, joy. Don't take this offense so seriously, huh? And Dhruva Maharaj said, thank you for your instruction, but it's not entering my heart. Please, if you can help me in any way, please do. If not, then go on your way. So then he gave some mantra, he chanted a mantra that we quite often chant. So he perfected his life in a short time by the instruction of Narada Muni. Such a powerful sage, just constantly traveling, preaching. And there's a reason why he's constantly traveling and preaching. There was one Prajapati Daksha, who his service was to procreate, you know, expand the living entities in the universe. So he had these sons, 10,000 Haryashvas, and he sent them to the forest to do sacrifice, austerities, and they were going to procreate. So Narada Muni, he Trikalagya. This is another reason that a lot of the sages here knew about this, is their Trikalagya. They know past, present, and future. So they know a lot. So Narada Muni, he understood what was going on here with these Haryasvas. So he went and he preached to them. And he preached to them so nicely that they decided to not go into household life. He said, why waste your life? Yeah. Why waste the human form of life and just become an entangled? Just make this life your last life. Take sannyas. They all took sannyas. 10,000 of them. It's powerful preaching. So then Daksha, he heard about this. He was very upset. Very upset. Because his service is being interrupted. You could kind of understand that. So then he had more sons. Sarvalashvas. 1,000 of them. And he told these sons to do the same. Go to the forest. Perform austerity. Sacrifice. And they went to the forest and they're doing their austerities. Narada Muni shows up again. And he preaches to them. And one of his tactics was, you know, your brothers, they all took sannyas. You should follow in the footsteps of your big brothers. So they did. They all took sannyas. 11,000 all took sannyas by the powerful preaching of Narada Muni. So Narada Muni thought of going and preaching to Daksha, because, you know, when people are distressed, it's a good time to hear the message of Krishna. Well, Daksha was distressed, but he wasn't so distressed. He was very upset at Narada Muni. He was so upset with Narada Muni that he cursed him. Now, this is after Daksha had already lost his head in a previous life because he offended Lord Shiva. So now he's cursing Narada Muni. What was his curse? His curse was, you cannot stay in one place more than 3 days. So Narada Muni thought, well, that's a blessing. Yeah. That's a nice benediction. And in the purport here, in this area, Prabhupada mentions, I also have been cursed by the parents of my disciples. Yeah. I cannot stay. I have so many temples, so many palaces I could stay, but I cannot stay. Many parents complained, you know, to Prabhupada. You've taken my son out of college. He had a bright future ahead of him. Now this is what you've done. Many parents complained to Prabhupada, so he couldn't stay in one place too long. So, and another amazing preaching program Narada Muni had, he was in the forest. And he saw all these animals, half dead, and with arrows in them. And he's thinking, who could possibly do this? So finally, he saw Mrigari. And Narada Muni had scared the animals away that he was going to kill or to shoot. And he complained to Narada Muni, sage, please, you're coming, you're disturbing my activities here. And Narada Muni asked him, why? Why are you half killing them, causing them so much pain? And Mrigari said, well, this is the way I've been raised by my father. This is my livelihood. This is what I do. Mrigari means enemy of the animals. So Narada Muni said, please, just do me one favor. Don't half kill them. Kill them all the way. And Mrigari said, well, why? Because you're causing so much pain to them, and you're also going to suffer to the same degree that you're causing suffering to them, you're going to suffer also. So Mrigari kind of like woke up and said, what? I never heard this. I'm going to suffer to the same degree as all these animals I'm killing? I said, yes. Well, so Mrigari asked him, so how can I avoid this reaction? So Narada Muni said, well, first you break your bow. But if I break my bow, how's my livelihood? How am I going to maintain? Don't worry. I'll maintain you. Break your bow. So he had so much faith in Narada Muni, he broke his bow. And he said, now, go to your place, distribute all your wealth to the brahmanas. And come here to the river, and you get a hut. You bring tosi, you live in this hut with your wife and one piece of cloth. And don't worry, everything will be all right. So he did that. Faith, he had faith in Narada Muni. And so many people were coming because they heard, you know, news like this travels fast. So they heard that this Mrigari, the hunter, had become a Vaishnava. And so many people were coming. And they were leaving donations, giving prasadam, and so many things. So sometime later, Narada Muni shows up with Parvata Muni. And Mrigari sees them from some distance, and he's running. He's running towards Narada Muni. He's so anxious to see Narada Muni. But as he's running, he's jumping this way and that way. And when he finally got to Narada Muni, he sees some ants in the way, and he's brushing them away with his cloth. So when he stands up, Parvata Muni is asking him, you were running towards us, but you were running this way and that way, jumping here. Why? said, I was seeing so many ants, so I didn't want to step on the ants. So I was avoiding stepping on the ants. So Parvata Muni was amazed by the preaching of Narada Muni. He said to Narada Muni, "You are a touchstone. Whatever you touch turns into gold, to Vaishnavas." So this is the power of a great Vaishnava. And who else? Vyasadeva. His disciple was Vyasadeva. Yeah. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says in one purport that Narada Muni is the original guru, because he's the guru of Vyasadeva, or he who wrote the Vedas. Vyasadeva one time asked Narada Muni, just like we also ask each other, "Narada Muni, how did you join?" Quite often we ask each other, "How did you join?" So he also wanted, "Hey, Narada Muni, how did you join?" So he told him the story. He was a young boy, 5 years old, son of a maidservant. And she had some guests that were great Vaishnavas. And he was serving these guests very, very, very nicely, with great humility. And they would offer remnants to him. And he would relish these remnants of prasadam, maha prasadam, by these Vaishnavas. So for 4 months, they were there. And he was serving them very nicely, very humbly, every day. And he said, from that association, from serving these Vaishnavas, in my next life, I took birth as Narada Muni. So that means there's hope for us, Prabhus. Yeah. He was born in a lowly family, son of a maidservant. Yeah. So we were also born into lowly families. But there's hope. If we serve the Vaishnavas, if we serve Krishna nicely, we also can get the mercy of Krishna. We can also become nice Vaishnavas, advanced souls, serving Krishna. So there's hope. And we should be very anxious to get this mercy of Krishna, so that we're sincere Vaishnavas. One devotee said, just as a baby bird that has not developed its wings yet is very anxiously waiting for the mother to come back and feed it and give the mother's association to the baby bird. And just as a newborn calf is tied so it can't go to the mother, the cow is being milked and the calf is anxiously waiting to be set free so it can go and get the milk of its mother. So similarly, we should be very enthusiastic, very anxious to get this mercy of Krishna. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra loyam apimbuyam janma koti sukutarna labhyate. That this love for Krishna cannot be attained by performing pious activities for many millions of births, but it can be attained only by those persons who have intense desire. The word is loyam, greed, an intense desire to have this pure service of Krishna. It's called tivra bhakti. Tivra bhakti means intense devotion to Krishna. So we should also pray for this intense devotion for Krishna. Yeah. It's there. It's within us. But the more we pray for it, the more Krishna will be inclined to give it. I was just reading recently, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna, he has 10 hands. If we're sincere, the benedictions he gives will far exceed our ambitions. You know? Krishna has 10 hands, and he can give so much. 10 hands he can take away. Right? He takes away and he gives. So if we're sincerely trying to serve Krishna, sincerely trying to please Krishna, he has 10 hands, and he'll give us so much that we'll be shocked that Krishna's given me so much mercy. Just like Prabhupada was amazed, this movement was growing so much. He went to the Mayapur festival, and devotees are showing him the different temples and the deities in the temples. And this is in 1975, and so there were so many temples. And Prabhupada was amazed. Krishna gave so much. So similarly, if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will give us so much mercy that we'll be astounded, we'll be amazed. And Krishna, he wants to give this mercy. For every one step we take towards Krishna, Krishna's taking 10 steps towards us. So he wants to give his mercy. We have to also want to have that mercy. Just like a devotee asked Prabhupada one time, "And Prabhupada, how do we get your mercy?" Prabhupada said, "You just have to accept it. I'm always there giving my mercy to my disciples. But some are accepting and some are rejecting." Yeah. So we have to want that mercy, and Krishna will. He'll give it. Yeah. Prabhupada also tells a story of someone who had this desire, was anxious to get Krishna's mercy. This is a type of mercy that we're not anxious to get, but anyway, he approached Krishna. There was one thief going through a village, and as he was going through the village, there was a brahmana speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this thief was kind of like a pious thief. So he sat down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And as the person is, as this Brahmin is speaking, he's saying how Krishna, he's in Vrindavan. And Krishna, he has many jewels on his body, and he's roaming the forests of Vrindavan. So this thief had a brilliant idea. "I'll just go to Vrindavan and I'll get these jewels, you know, from Krishna, and then I'll be set for life. I'll just praise Krishna and get these jewels." So he went. So he decided he went to Vrindavan, and he's calling out for Krishna, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," and he's calling out all day long. He's calling out for Krishna, and finally, Krishna appears. "Yes, I'm Krishna. Oh, Krishna. Oh, Krishna, so nice to see you. You're very beautiful. You have such beautiful jewels. But you're a boy. You don't need these jewels. Can you give me your jewels?" No, I can't give you my jewels. My mother will be very upset if I give her my jewels." "Oh, she has so many jewels. You don't need these jewels." No, my father will be more upset. "I can't give you my jewels. Oh, Krishna, please, give me your jewels." No, I can't give you my jewels." And then Krishna, he's omniscient. He could understand. By his association with Krishna, he became a little purified. So then Krishna said, "All right, you can have my jewels." "No, Krishna, I don't want your jewels. Now I just want to serve you." He got purified. So we also can become purified by this contact with Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Okay. Any comment, Maharaj? Maharaj has a comment. Oh, Maharaj.
Thank you very much for a very insightful class and inspiring class, because this is what we want. to be inspired, as you mentioned, to desire to serve, to love, to honor Krishna. So my question is what can we do to feel motivated to want just that? In other words, we have devotees, especially some of the newer persons, well, I just see a beautiful picture, this and that. I hear your nice classes. But I don't feel motivated like I am, for example, to go to a hockey game, like I am to go to a football game. How can you get me motivated in the same way so that I just have to want to serve Krishna?
Follow in your footsteps.
Joker.
Well, it's hearing, Shravanam Kirtanam. If we hear nicely, then we'll be inspired. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books, hearing the lectures of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's connected with Krishna. He's there with Krishna. So he gives so many wonderful realizations that inspire us to serve Krishna. So that's my personal... Of course, I don't have an intense desire to serve Krishna, but there's a drop there. There's a drop there, and it's coming from association with Srila Prabhupada. Is that okay? He wants to say something. Arya Siddhanta. He's there.
Yeah, it's mentioned in the purport that you read that there's practically no difference between a family priest and a spiritual master. Could you explain that?
Well, back then, nowadays they have family priests, but they're like smarta brahmanas nowadays. But this is long back when the family priests were actually Vaishnavas. So a Vaishnava family priest and the guru were like, they were like one and the same. So they were very, but now it's Kali Yuga. So you go to India and many people, they have their family priests, but they're not Vaishnavas. And I know of one devotee that came to our society and nice devotee, very nice devotee. So I mentioned to him, when are you going to get initiated? He said, oh, I already have a family priest. I'm initiated. But he wasn't a Vaishnava. So I mentioned that to him. But you need a Vaishnava guru who can guide you towards Krishna. Because your family priest, he's not giving you guidance towards Krishna, right? He said, yeah, that's a good point. So then he took initiation from Radhana Swami. So now he's doing very nicely in his devotional service. So, okay. Last question, yes, or comment.
In the translation, the word world is used, and I was wondering what word from the transliteration corresponds with that?
And then in the translation, the word
world?
W-O-R-L-D. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't see that word here in the translation. Oh, in the word for word, you mean?
It should be in the translation.
Nope.
They come to this world.
No, I don't see it. Anyway, it's late. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I put it there. No, he's coming back. I know Maharaj is coming back.
Oh, Maharaj, you can feel my energy out there.
You will. It
started to vibrate a little bit.
Right, yeah. Thank you.